This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So call in and talk freely here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you,
Jay,
and Angie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free, as in freedom. And Angie, you brought an article that caught my attention, and it has to do with an Olympian eating plant-based diet.
That is correct. They clean up their diet, and they do very well.
All right. So tell me about it.
It is on health.usnews.com. Athletes can thrive on plant-based diets. Some elite athletes are going vegetarian or vegan to boost recovery and performance. Athletes are always looking for a competitive edge, and that could mean swearing off meat. Elite athletes from Olympians to NFL linebackers are adopting vegan or vegetarian diets for improved performance, quicker recovery, and overall health.
Now, I have heard of some football players that are just sort of swearing off meat. I'm somewhat surprised by it because, you know, to be a linebacker, not a lineman, a linebacker, there's a difference between these two. Yeah, to be a linebacker, you've got to be quick, you got to be muscular, you got to be sort of big. A lot of things, and one associates that with consuming animal products.
Right.
And some of these guys aren't doing that anymore. Now, many of them got to be the size they are by consuming animal products. They're just not going any farther with it. So I find all of it sort of interesting. Now, I don't want to hear anything from vegans and morality and stuff like that. I just find that argument, line of argumentation to be spurious and unexciting. But obviously, people want to eat diets that make them feel better and perform better.
Even if you're into running half marathons or otherwise competing for personal enjoyment, growing evidence suggests that following a plant-based diet could help you get leaner and train better.
I could use to be a little leaner.
Dotsie Bosch is an Olympic medalist and a true believer in diets that are free from animal products. Now retired from competitive cycling, Bosch is a multiple USA cycling national champion, two-time Pan American champion, and silver medalist in women's cycling team pursuit in the 2012 Summer Olympics in London.
Now the endurance of these cyclists is incredible. I mean, it's just, as a matter of fact, I spoke with somebody who's a spin instructor not too long ago, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and she was talking about what it was like to compete or to ride alongside of somebody who was an Olympic cyclist. And she said that a spin instructor just got nothing for an Olympic cyclist. Like, there's no comparison to how long they can go. Like, the speeds they've got, I guess they measure these things in wattage, so it has to do with how much energy is produced by the bike. And so they could hit these close to, or at least see the neighborhood that the cyclist was in, but as far as holding it, they couldn't even come close.
Oh no, yeah. It would be impossible.
Well, it wouldn't be impossible, but it would take a long time to get there.
A lot of training.
Yeah.
As an elite athlete, she embraced plant-based eating about 9 years ago and has since become a full-time advocate. For Bosch, healthy eating means a vegan rather than vegetarian diet. Dairy products are not okay for her from her perspective. An anti-cow's milk PSA featuring Bosch and five fellow Olympians, which aired during coverage of the closing ceremony of the 2018 Winter Olympics Games in South Korea, makes that clear. Today, she's 45 and executive director of nonprofit Switch for Good, an athlete-led coalition aiming to build a dairy-free future.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen this ad that you're talking about, but I see the warning word vegan here. I just always wonder, are they trying to push their agenda on me in some surreptitious way?
One thing I can tell you, it is illegal in certain states, I believe, like couple big milk states like New York, like
Wisconsin,
yeah. Illinois and even Colorado to like do like anti-dairy.
Mm.
They actually have like laws against this. In fact, Wisconsin's so tyrannical when it comes to dairy that you can't get Kerrygold butter in Wisconsin because they have a blockade on imported butter.
Wow.
And Kerrygold butter, for example,
where's it come from? Ireland.
Ireland, where okay. Where grass grows really well year round because of its geographical location. And so the cows aren't getting fed any grain, and they're not getting any GMOs. That's actually probably the highest quality butter you can get in the United States, and you can't get it in Wisconsin as of a few years ago. So I wonder, because the dairy industry has a huge lobby, and they have,
sure.
And actually my stepfather's a dairyman, and literally like 10 cents on every 100 pounds of milk goes towards dairy
marketing.
Yeah, it's marketing, promotion.
I mean, everybody remembers Got Milk.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, those ads didn't get on the TV because television stations like milk, you know. They got on there because they were paid for.
And dairy farmers, like, they all really complain about this because, you know, when you ship, you know, 50, 60,000 pounds of milk a day and every, you know, 10, 12 cents on every hundredweight, you know, over a year, that's like a new pickup truck. And they have no choice.
Sure. They're part of the union.
All these, yeah, basically, you know, these creameries are all memberships and whatever they. And it's even law in, like, I believe New York. It's crazy. Like, you can't even. I can't sell milk to you. And first off, I need a license, but also they go after you for not participating in the, you know, the tax to advertise milk. It's it's a crazy lobby.
Yeah, I know that there are some states where the Amish, when they sell raw milk, get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's happened.
It doesn't happen here in New Hampshire. And in Florida, I know that my wife was getting raw milk when my son was nursing. That was a big deal. I had that. My God, he couldn't change his little schedule. And in order to get that, they had to label it a pet product.
That's what we did in North Carolina.
Yeah, meaning that it is for the consumption of animals,
yep.
Not for the consumption of humans. And, you know, obviously we used it for whatever we used it for. Yep. We bought it as a pet product and used it for whatever we wanted to use it for.
Yeah, inconsistent with labeling. Isn't that a felony in some places?
I'm sure.
Anyways, I have a friend a little town on Seneca Lake, Lodi, New York, and he actually did prison time. Well, he did jail time. Because he couldn't afford bail, and then he got bailed out, and he actually fought the case for like 4 years, was on probation, you know, he couldn't leave like the state. He had all this stuff over. He was charged with all kinds of crazy stuff, basically giving a poor neighbor who had like 7 kids milk for like, you know, a buck
some
a gallon
price.
Or something,
yeah.
You know, like less than his. He was just helping the people out.
Yeah.
And some,
so he would have been better off just giving it than, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he charged him like a buck a gallon,
right.
And a couple of the kids come over and clean stalls and stuff. And what
sure.
It was like a DCF worker that, like, saw the milk in a refrigerator or something and was like, well, what is this? You know, it's just in a glass mason jar. And, like, where did this come from? And, you know, oh, a guy right down the road gives it to me for $1 a gallon. Yep, they were in there arresting him and whole 9 yards. And
wow.
He was when he was arraigned. There was a guy that was arraigned before him that was facing the same amount of time for actually having heroin. I don't know if he was for possession or
right.
It was for distribution or whatever, but he just couldn't believe that. And that's what actually turned this guy into a libertarian.
Well, people with controlled substances need to be punished, right?
Yeah, milk, raw milk's a controlled substance.
But pretty close.
Some places.
Yeah, so this article is coming from usnews.com. Now, I don't know that if they're, I mean, they don't seem like, I don't know, they don't seem like one of these sites that's got a huge drum to beat on this, but Lisa Esposito writes.
Well, the article goes on down a little bit, and it talks about how athletes work. It says athletes who follow plant-based diets could see improvements in their heart health, performance, and recovery, suggests a new review of studies published online Thursday in the journal Nutrients. First, researchers looked at evidence of traditional dietary shortcomings and negative health effects in athletes. Next, they summarized potential benefits of plant-based diets on athletes' heart health, recovery, and performance.
Right. The Olympian here was saying that basically that her performance went because her recovery went way up, her performance went up.
Right.
You know, that basically, you know, the quicker you recover, the more you can train, and then,
sure.
you know, it goes from there. And it said something about not feeling inflammation, creaky, and sore, just kind of blah in the morning. And I guess, I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel that way. I don't know what inflamed means, but I'm certainly creaky, sore, and feel blah in the morning. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. If you've got any thoughts on this subject, I'd love to hear them. 855-450-3733. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
But In the absence of that, we're going to talk about what Angie wants to talk about. And what I want to talk about here is the consumption of a plant-based diet and this article from U.S. News that's sort of talking about athletes and their, in many cases, they're switching over. And I think that's all pretty interesting because, well, you know, I mean, I have these symptoms they're talking about here, creaky, sore, and just kind of blah in the morning. I don't know about you, but that sounds like it sounds like most of America would be my guess. And most of America should try My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shell husks and bentonite clay. And I know that sounds weird or whatever, but take a look at your toothpaste's ingredients and see whether or not that sounds so weird after that. Bentonite clay is actually used to bond with bad stuff. They give it to and put it in animal feed and that kind of thing. And yep, it's good for them. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. Not animal feed, but My Magic Mud, in fact. And beyond that, because, sure, I consume things that that stain my teeth, coffee and wine and stuff like that. But when I use My Magic Mud, my teeth feel cleaner. Now, they can't say that it cleans teeth better because they haven't got it clinically proven to say that. But I can tell you what my experience is, and that's my experience. And I will say unequivocally, if you listen to nothing else I say, listen to this. My Magic Mud should be part of your oral hygiene routine. You use it for 4 days, one time a day for four days, and then you use it once every 4 days to a week, somewhere in there. After that, and I think you'll be like me. You'll never be without it again. It's available at most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. Not all Walmarts have a Natural Beauty Aisle, but for the ones that do, they've got it. But if you want to have a little savings for your My Magic Mud, just go to mymagicmud.com and use coupon code FTL20. Get the black tooth powder. They've got some flavored varieties there and some for sensitive teeth. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
I have a friend that works with a holistic doctor, and she's actually a listener, Free Talk Live, might be listening right now. And she said that I should mention that, of course, My Magic Mud actually makes your teeth cleaner because the bentonite clay actually somehow like electronically neutralizes bacterias and parasite and all kinds of stuff like in your gut and everything. But what's in your teeth, it neutralizes bacteria at the very least. And there's scientific studies she was telling me about that. You can like just Google the bentonite clay and the benefits and just, you know, read about it. On an electron level, it actually like neutralizes bacteria's ability to like do bad stuff to your body.
Yeah, I'm getting it's probably been a week or so since I've used the My Magic Mud, and I can tell. I can, you know, put my tongue on my teeth, and I can tell it's time to do it. And that's how I generally figure out. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. So I'll do it tonight.
That's why I use a toothpaste probably every other day, and the powder at least once a week, maybe twice a week.
Yeah, I use the toothpaste probably daily, and then my wife makes a homemade variety, and then I use the My Magic Mud every 4 to 7 days. So, Angie, back to the article.
Yes. The biggest race, Bosch says, was against time it took her body to recover after training and competing. Changing to a plant-based
diet. So she was a cyclist for the U.S. Olympic cyclist team. Something about pursuit. I'm not sure what that means.
When you recover faster, you can handle more load, she says. You can handle more damage, more training. The more training you can do, the faster you're going to become. People can't train 24 hours a day because you have to recover.
Right.
So if you recover fast, you can train again. So, yes, I got much better and much faster.
Yeah, I was watching some special on Michael Phelps, and they had his coach on there. And, you know, his coach wanted him to sleep in some special hyperbaric chamber in, like, Denver or something in order to create red blood cells. And, I mean...
Did he do it?
Yeah, he did things. He did stuff that's legit. But, you know, they want anything that'll give him an edge. And one of these things that's really important is a good night's sleep so they get recovery.
Oh, for sure. Vegan diets, which include no animal products whatsoever, were the main focus of the review, researchers noted. However, benefits also appeared from vegetarian diets, which allow dairy products such as milk and eggs. Review authors included Dr. James Loomis, medical director of the Barnard Medical Center in the District of Columbia, and a former team internist from the NFL's St. Louis Rams and the MLB's St. Louis Cardinals. The review cited a 2017 study on coronary plaque buildup in older endurance cyclists and runners. Another study found that fewer than half of its Ironman triathlete participants were meeting the recommended carbohydrate intake for endurance athletes.
So fewer than half of its Ironman, okay.
Carbohydrate is the primary energy source during high and moderate intensity aerobic exercise, authors noted. Endurance, both right before athletic events and in the long term, is enhanced by high carb intake, they added. Starting a plant-based diet rich in grains, legumes, and root veggies can boost an athlete's intake of healthy carbs.
Yeah, so, I mean, normally your diet should steer clear of carbohydrates if you're not training or anything like that, but I would agree entirely that
well, not carbs from vegetables, just carbs from like bread, pasta,
right?
You know, sweets, stuff like that.
Well, the grains is where that it's where breads how breads are made.
Well, you can get it in like brown rice, and you can get it in quinoa, stuff like that, and those are healthy carbs.
Yeah, the difference in anything, especially carbs, like you can get carbs from Twinkies and Ho-Hos mm-hmm. White sugar, which, by the way, is basically the process to make white sugar is the same exact process they use to make cocaine, if that'll tell you anything, from, basically organic, molasses. They spin a sugar in a centrifuge, and basically the worst part of it is the white sugar part. And then you got molasses left over, which is, used for a sweetener for years and all kinds of things. And also, a great carbohydrate is, whole grains, the beans. And then, of course, maple syrup, which, we have a good maple syrup supply right here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, turns out.
And maple syrup is a complex carbohydrate chain that is, super beneficial for us. So I have definitely noticed.
Sounds like propaganda from the from Big Maple.
Well, there's science behind it. Actually, I've never seen in, all these maple syrup places I go, they don't, explain the science of the complex carbohydrate chain, how it's basically captured in a maple syrup for a long time. And any other place in nature, it's only at, peak ripeness. For example, certain types of apples only have this complex carbohydrate chain for a few hours. And then it starts to, as the ripeness goes away, and blueberries only have it for a few hours. But maple syrup, retains it for a very long time. And it's quite interesting. But and just, meat and dairy, too. If you it's so hard to eat, clean meat. Are there studies where there's guys eating, only meat or dairy that is, from the family farm, they're not getting any glyphosate in it? Because generally when people go to vegan route, they're pretty smart in general, and they're going to stay away from, the factory farmed stuff.
Yep.
The healthy vegans anyways. You got junk food vegans also.
Factory farmed vegetables. Right?
Vegetables, yeah. It is harder to get non-factory farmed meat.
Yeah, you have to do a little driving generally to get that done. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Any evidence for or against this? I'd love to hear it. Any stories about Big Maple? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Can't take that kind of stuff here from New Hampshire. Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is defending a plea deal he helped broker for sex offender, wealthy financier, and Democratic donor Jeffrey Epstein in 2008.
A grand jury convened by the district attorney of Palm Beach County had charged Epstein with the lesser offense. he would have avoided prison altogether.
Vice President Mike Pence is leading a group of bipartisan senators to the border later this week. Now, the senators will be taking a look at detention centers where illegal aliens and asylum seekers are being held. Mark Short is the vice president's chief of staff. He tells Fox Business that there's a lot of misinformation going around.
What you're
going
to see the vice president do is take a group bipartisan, you said, Senate Judiciary Committee, down to the detention centers and really highlight what is happening inside there, because, candidly, Maria, there's just been such a gross mischaracterization of what's happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're here talking about plant-based diets. I don't even want to say veganism. They're so annoying. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I want to tell you first, before we get on, about Bitcoin.com. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to crypto, but it seems like crypto winter, as they were calling it, is over. Yeah, I know. You heard that Bitcoin was dead like a half a dozen different times. Well, I'm telling you, it's not. Especially, it's on the move right now. So you need to check out Bitcoin.com to see what's going on and find out all the good things about all the cryptos that are out there. And if you want to acquire some Bitcoin Cash, they've got a new system called local.bitcoin.com that allow you to buy, sell, trade, and acquire Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. And yeah, I really do believe now's a good time to start paying attention to this particular financial sector. Go to Bitcoin.com, whether you're getting your news at news.bitcoin.com, whether you're getting a wallet, whether you're buying some Bitcoin Cash, whatever it is that you need to do, go do it at Bitcoin.com.
I think it is very necessary that, especially if you're used to holding U.S. dollars, that you learn about cryptocurrency, you get a wallet, and just go buy some coffee with it or something. I mean, it is a financial prepper asset. The most likely thing that we're going to have going on in this country, I think, is a financial something. I don't know what it is. And I think Bitcoin is going to be good insurance.
And interestingly, the rise in cryptocurrency values and prices and volume is the term I was looking for, tends to correspond with financial crises around the world. So, for instance, Malta, it was also Venezuela, Iran,
Cyprus,
you know, was it Cyprus, not Malta?
We got Italy, that's taking people's monies at a safety deposit box.
Now,
we covered that a couple weeks ago.
Right. So these are just individual nations. But if it were to happen to the United States.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I brought an article today about it. You know, it's the literal counterfeiting of gold and silver by the big banks who are trading naked shorts on gold and silver. They're literally counterfeiting the paper market, suppressing the price of gold and silver. And
we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
So let's go on with the article, Angie.
Yes.
Bitcoin.com.
Other studies in the review showed increased artery plaque or heart muscle damage in U.S. men and German runners who competed in the multiple marathons compared to sedentary study participants. Athletes are not immune to atherosclerosis or cardiac events, authors wrote. Surprisingly, endurance athletes may have more advanced sclerosis and heart muscle damage compared with sedentary individuals even as they age. What the studies did not show, researchers continued, was whether these changes are consequences of the athletic activity itself or the type of food, such as animal products used to fuel it. It's possible that low-fat vegan diets have properties that could help protect vulnerable athletes from heart disease risk factors and improve their performance, researchers suggested. Such diets can help reverse plaque, improve high blood cholesterol, and reduce high blood pressure, excess weight, and diabetes risks.
Well, I mean, excess weight's going to help with your high blood pressure, and it's hard to get fat on a vegan diet. It's possible. So diabetes is certainly an issue. I'm thinking that the plaque makes some sense. That because, well, you know, there's lots of fat in meats and certain types of fats, what they call saturated fats, that are in meats. And, you know, maybe that's the issue.
Following a plant-based diet may help athletes in these physiological ways, lowering body fat and promoting leaner body composition, improving glycogen storage in muscle cells through higher carb found in grains, legumes, and root veggies for greater endurance, increasing blood flow and oxygen to the body's tissues, reducing oxidative damage by combating free radicals and antioxidant-rich fruits and veggies, decreasing inflammation and speeding the body's recovery after intensive training, protecting the heart from risk factors like high blood pressure and cholesterol for safer competition.
Yeah, it sounds like, it all sounds so good and so difficult to switch over from eating meat, but I guess it's just the thing that you do. Like, you just decide, well, today's the day I'm going to do it. If you're going to try it out and see whether you feel better, that's mostly what I'd be concerned with, is how do I feel? And interestingly, I've been doing this intermittent fasting for a little while, where you skip breakfast and try to push lunch off as far as you can push it off. That's more or less what it is.
You did that yesterday.
Yeah. And I don't know what your observation is, Jay, but I can say, other than being hungry, I feel great. I mean, I feel awesome.
I make sure I drink plenty of water, and I'm not really hungry. I've done a fasting thing, several times on and off, and it is super beneficial. And I even did a thing about a year and a half ago. My wife is really into doing a month straight of just vegetables, or raw vegetables, really.
Wow.
And it's kind of annoying to do in the winter, but it's actually fun to do in the summer because you go, go find stuff in the yard, wild leaves and plants to put in a blender or to juice, and we got a garden now, so we're actually probably going to do a vegetable raw fast or raw diet for a month pretty soon.
Yeah, the one thing when I do that kind of thing.
And I feel good when I do that, actually.
Yeah, because when I don't do it, I'll often be really hungry at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm ready to eat. And then I'll gorge on something that is calorie intensive. So I'm talking cheeseburgers or whatever here. Fasting doesn't mean you're eating a good diet.
No.
It just means you're not eating until a certain time of day or whatever. And that's intermittent fasting. But when I do that, then I'm like, my stomach feels terrible. Then I want a nap or whatever. And so then I'm went from feeling good, except being hungry. I mean, you know, feeling hungry is not necessarily feeling good, but otherwise I feel great, to feeling like, oh. So having some kind of transition between those two things would be really awesome and probably keep productivity up for work.
You could probably meal prep. If you had something ready and you were hungry and you were home and you had drank water from the time that you stopped eating your dinner until you got ready to eat your lunch, it would be much healthier for you. Something that you know you're going to enjoy, some meat, some vegetable that you appreciate.
Yeah, my wife made me a nice garden salad from all the garden stuff and had it all just in the refrigerator. And she's like, yep, a couple hours before you go to go do the show, make sure you eat something, because a lot of times I'll just work up, time to go to Keene. And, like, I'll leave
cheeseburger
here and I'll grab a, you know, something out of the cooler, at, you know, and a candy bar. Not really a candy bar, but some kind of munchie at the gas station. One of those, you know, sandwiches that is just, you know, the lowest common denominator of whatever's in it.
Right.
You know,
white bread, sure, turkey, yeah. some iceberg lettuce. Yeah. Not expensive, but. Sustenance.
I avoid doing that if I remember to eat, like, before I get in the truck to head here, you know.
The one thing about eating sort of the vegetable-based diet is that you got to eat often. You got to be prepared to continue to consume the food.
And carry it with you.
Yeah. And if you have any issues with regularity, it's going to solve that. It's going to solve it right off.
blending it is really awesome.
Yeah, I do that too.
We have a Vitamix, and if you can't handle, like, you know, the wild lettuce, the dandelion, the clover, and then I put kale and just like greens from other stuff in the garden in there. It's kind of bitter. Yep, throw some blueberries in there.
Right.
Throw some strawberries in there.
On top of that, it's just a salad takes a long time to eat.
And you can't eat it while you're driving. Well, you can, but it's difficult.
The green drink, on the other hand, that's what we call it, or I call it swamp water. You know, one of the two. But it's a vegetable smoothie with berries and, you know, and then these kind of things, and some apple.
When Jack was at my house one time and we made a smoothie, and he's like, no, I don't want one of those. My mom makes them all the time.
I don't know why that makes him think that he's somehow exempt, but yes, that's the truth. He doesn't want it, and his mother does make it all the time. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
The number? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And before we get on with this this new article here, I want to thank M. Yakovich, who's a gold amplifier. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you too can become an amplifier, where you help us here on Free Talk Live to reach more people. And we're on more than 200 radio stations and getting more than 100,000 downloads every single month. And the reason for that is because of the amplifiers. No doubt about it in my mind. So thank you, M. Yakovich. I happen to know his first name, but it says M. Yakovich here, so I'm just going to leave that alone. For amplifying, it's amp.freetalklive.com. So, coming from Reason.com, I'm going to completely switch gears here from the plant-based diet article to an article from Reason about Justin Amash. So, for those that don't know, this is a representative from Michigan, and he recently sort of gotten sort of hot water with Trump because he, I don't know, said stuff about the Trump administration. He's not a big fan. And he recently resigned from the Republican Party. And that's a pretty big deal. Because one would wonder, can he retain his seat as an independent? It's been done. Bernie Sanders manages to retain his seat as an independent in Vermont.
I guess if your constituents like you, they'll keep voting you back in.
If they recognize the name and they aren't... You know, the parties have their little scare tactics. You know, the Democrats going to get in, or the Republicans going to get in, and that's how they keep out, in part, these minor parties. And an independent is just somebody without a party in general. I think it's a better idea to switch as an independent. You know, to switch after you've been elected and have some name recognition. And Amash certainly does in Michigan. But anyway, let me read this article here because it's talking about a possible libertarian run and what that would be like. So when Representative Amash, independent Michigan, consciously decoupled from the Republican Party on the 4th of July, he also left open the possibility that he might run for president in 2020 as either an independent or a libertarian. He didn't say, but one would presume it would be one of the two. If he chooses to do that, he will most definitely make it harder for either President Donald Trump or the eventual Democratic nominee to eke out a victory. I don't know. I mean, he's leaving the Republican Party. That suggests to me that he's more likely to pull more Republican votes. I know that the Libertarians definitely want me to believe that Libertarian candidates draw equally from both sides, both Democrats and Republicans. I personally don't believe that. Now, I can't, how do you, fact check this particular claim? I don't have a fact check for it, but I have a gut check, and my gut check says that he's going to draw more Republicans than he is Democrats. But whatever. If he chooses to do that, he will most definitely make it, harder for either President Donald Trump or the eventual Democratic nominee to eke out a victory. I did read that. Obviously, the next president will be either Republican or Democrat. But his presence will make them work much harder for victory. So, Reason Magazine doesn't seem to think that he's going to win if he does run. And if he draws more votes from the Republican than from the Democrat, then, well, do you want him in the race if you're a Republican or Democrat? Do you want him in the race at all if you're a Republican? I think a lot of Republicans are going to vote for Trump because they feel like they don't have another choice. And if voting for the Libertarian then gives them, brings in the Democrat, I mean, it's kind of a George Bush, Ross Perot, Bill Clinton kind of vibe going on. George Bush Sr., to his dying day, as he was groping ladies from his wheelchair, believed that Ross Perot, who died, I believe, today or yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
God rest his independent soul. He believed that he was the reason that he lost. And I don't know. Sounds like a legit claim to me.
Yeah, I think that's just, part of the WWF. I mean, the, politics of presidential campaigns. I mean, when old man Bush died, you had all the scumbag, Democrats there. Oh, he was such a great man.
Yeah,
they're all just worshiping him. And
they wished for the day that they could have a Republican like Bush pack.
Yeah, and I'm talking like the Clintons were there was it Nancy Pelosi. And, they're all buds behind behind the Iron Curtain, essentially. They just, they all play golf together. They're all buddies with the same, law firms, and they do all kinds of backdoor stuff we don't even know about.
Yeah, indeed. I think we might find out a little bit more of their backdoor stuff having to do with this Epstein situation, and I'm very curious. Some interesting news coming out of Zero Hedge on that particular topic. So, as Amash's former policy advisor Kirk Kochman explains in a column at CNN's website, the congressman presents an alluring policy profile that would certainly draw from both major parties. And, let's hear what he has to say on it. As a constitutionalist, consistent proponent of liberty, devoted family man, and faithful Christian, the now former Republican can easily attract votes from otherwise reluctant Trump voters. So, yeah, I can tell you that a cousin of mine who has never voted third party in his life decided to vote for Gary Johnson because Gary Johnson was a better Christian than Trump was. He just couldn't bring himself to do it because it was important to him. And Amash would make it very easy for him. He'd be like, oh, well, yeah, that's a clear win. And anybody who cares about the Constitution and the ideas of liberty is certainly going to find Amash more palatable than they're going to find, say, Trump or whoever the Democrat is bound to be.
Maybe Amash can do a little like Ron Paul did about spreading the ideas of liberty, because there's got to be a lot of folks, especially in his district and who follow him, that are Republicans that might not come over to the libertarian side. Except for they got this guy Amash that they like, and they like a lot of what he says, and he decides to go libertarian. That's what I'm hopeful for, something like that. I mean, it wouldn't be, I don't think he could have the impact Ron Paul had, in 08 and 12, but he could on like a more regional level where he hails from.
Yeah, well, Amasha's got some name recognition even in the Liberty sphere, there's no doubt. And I don't know if he's going to bring people in that would not otherwise vote like Ron Paul did, but he's probably going to get a lot of the people that would vote.
I'm just saying spreading the ideas of liberty.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Getting them to at least exposed to libertarian ideology, which is, you know, then they're going to, you know, come across guys like Vermin Supreme, and they're going to come across, you know, other, you know, people like Nick Sarwark and, you know, Gary Johnson, which they may have never even heard of these guys, just if he goes that way.
In competitive states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and, of course, Michigan, small margins make a big difference. Also, he would draw votes from Democrats. He opposes corporate welfare and other forms of corruption. He vocally backs civil liberties against both parties' leadership. He stands against global militarism, and he frequently engages bipartisan coalitions to advance reform. And all these things are true, and I would say would be attractive to some Democrats. There's no doubt about that.
I wonder if he would pardon Ross Ulbricht. That'd be a good question for him.
Yeah, it would be a good question. I wonder if he would pardon Ed Snowden.
Oh, sure. Yeah, all those guys. Leonard Peltier, who's the guy up there in Alaska that Jordan Page is always talking about. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name either.
Oh, darn.
Recall that Hillary Clinton pulled just 80,000 more votes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. If she had pulled just 80,000 more votes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, she'd have been beaten Donald Trump. Amash might have limited name recognition right now, but he's definitely a known quantity in the Wolverine state, and his appeal is going to be strongest in Midwestern states such as Wisconsin, Ohio, and Indiana. The western part of Pennsylvania is effectively part of the region, too. And I'm not promising my vote to anybody right now. Again, I have said, just as Jay just pointed out here, that if Donald Trump pardons Ross Ulbricht, then he's got my vote. But until then, my vote isn't promised. But I'm likely to vote for the Libertarian, whoever that is, simply because when it comes to voting in the presidential election only, I understand that they're the commander-in-chief. Their single greatest power is the ability to move the military. The military, the United States military, has been used far too much foreign adventurism, and I think that that's bad for the military personnel themselves and for nations around the world. So I vote against militarism every time. You know, people who are pro-peace get my vote because I believe in order to have human freedom, you first must have human beings. So that's where my vote goes. And that's why I like Tulsi Gabbard, too. Even though she's by no means a libertarian. 855-450-3733.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.